Greetings, I'm Fred Zaspel. Welcome to another author interview here at Books at a Glance. Today we have Dr. Andy Nocelli with us again, this time to talk about a brand new book, How to Read a Book. That sounds like a book that we want at Books at a Glance. Andy, great to have you back. Thanks.
My pleasure, brother.
Okay, you obviously knew that Mortimer Adler had a book by this same title, a famous book. So, questions: why this book? What do you hope to accomplish with it? And how does it differ from Adler's famous book?
Yeah, let me just start with your last question. How does it differ? A lot of people are familiar with Mortimer Adler's book,
mm-hmm.
Read a Book. When I speak on this topic, I'll sometimes ask the crowd, so how many of you have read that book? And so almost everyone's heard of it, and very few people in proportion have actually read it. It's a long
right.
book.
It's of course, it is.
My first, I'll just do this briefly in seven ways. My book is written by a Christian. I'm a Christian. When Mortimer Adler wrote his book, he was professing to be a pagan philosopher. So that's a big difference. I just think about the world differently. Second, my book I wrote specifically for Christians. So he obviously wasn't writing for Christians. Third, my book is broader in scope than Adler's, in that he is preoccupied primarily with how to get all the information you can out of a book, and especially to read culture, literature, not so much reading for pleasure. And I'm all about reading for pleasure. I think that's part of why we read. My book is just more accessible. His writing style is a little harder. His target audience is a little more high culture. Five, my book's more concise. Mine's like 200 pages, but it's, with nice line spacing, and his is crammed on the page, and it's like it's over 400 pages.
Yeah.
So six, mine's more personal. So I use lots of anecdotes and tell stories, and he's more like a objective old school professor, which is fine, but just a different style. And then seven, I think my book is more relevant. His book first came out in 1940, and he updated it in 72 with another guy named Charles Van Doren. But even the second edition from 1972, that was over 50 years ago. And since that time, we've had an iPhone and a whole generation of technology, and people are thinking about reading in a lot of different ways, with ebooks and with audiobooks. So I try to address those sorts of questions that Adler doesn't touch.
Great. I'm going to have you give an overview of the book a little bit later, but let's work through some of the issues that you bring up.
Yeah.
First, why is it important to be a reader? And then in particular, why is it important for a Christian?
Yeah. When a missionary goes to a context of unreached peoples who don't have a written language, one of the first things they try to do is teach those people how to read and write. And why spend so much time on something that's so labor intensive? And the reason is God revealed himself to us with words in a book. So first and foremost reason to learn how to read well is so that we can understand what God has revealed to us about himself and about his world, about reality. And you can understand those truths without the ability to read. Many people in world history have not been able to read, and they've been able to know God and be obedient followers. But they've been dependent on other people to read to them. They've had to hear from others. And this is a wonderful freeing ability to study on your own the words of God. What was your other question?